Rat-a-tat here on Radio 1190. Lex was the name of that track from the album, I believe.
Classics, yes.
That's picked up by our guest for the hour, Drew Bixby, author of...
Forgetting his
name? I'm not offended that you had to look at the book for my name. I don't remember your name either.
That's okay. Charles, and I'm Alyssa.
I remembered your name. I was just looking at it just because. It's so awesome.
Awesome pictures, too. Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Good work.
I did it right.
Okay, let me tell a story, though, about the pictures, if that's okay.
Yes, please. Go for it.
So when I was assigned to this book, the publisher also said to me, oh, you know, you have to supply photos. And I was like, oh, okay, so what's the budget for that? And the budget is zero. And so I basically approached Mark and I said, Mark, look, you're a really talented photographer and graphic designer. I really want your skills in this book. I want you to do these photos, but I can offer you nothing. And as sort of as a consolation for him doing all this photo and a bunch of the graphic direction as well, by the way, in the book, I offered him free drinks for life. So it behooves Mark to call me on a regular basis to go out and have drinks, because anytime we're together, I pick up the tab. It's the best I could do.
That is awesome. It's a beautiful book, Mark. You did a really good job visually.
Thanks.
It's very captivating visually. That's why I was staring at it. It's not like, I wasn't like searching for your name. I'm like, oh crap, what's his name? I'm just like, woo, Satire Lounge. It's shiny and it's all alight.
The Satire Lounge is super shiny now, by the way. If you haven't been in, this is a major dilemma for us, you know, in the spring. They took over. They shut down for like a month and everything is stainless steel and brand new black pleather and a new bar and new bathrooms. It doesn't even feel like a dive in there anymore. Oh. And I went in to sort of check it out and sort of assess what am I going to do? Can I leave this photo on the cover? You know, what happens here when dives remodel and are no longer dives? And luckily, I mean, the food was still cheap. The drinks were still cheap. There was still a schizophrenic talking to himself at the end of the bar. They still have the latest Last Call in Denver. They run on real time and it'll serve you a drink at 1:59. I say this in the book. It's just like, you know, Satire, you can put on as much makeup as you want to. You're going to be a dive again in no time.
Yeah. And all that pleather will be destroyed.
Give it a month. It'll just be gone.
I'll help.
Yeah, we'll help with our... We'll wear wallet chains on our jeans, and we'll be, like, rubbing against all the pleather and getting drunk.
Sandpaper.
And sanding.
That sounds like a wonderfully subversive way to get it back to its original condition. Sandpaper pants. Where do we find those?
I'll make them.
Nice.
So where can one purchase this book?
Oh, thanks for that segue. That was wonderful. Purchasing the book, Tattered Cover. I mean, at any of the Tattered Covers
both
in Denver.
Tattered Covers?
Yeah, all the Tattered Covers. The Tattered Cover will always have it. In terms of other stores, Borders and Barnes & Noble. We're in the process of trying to drop it into a bunch of the bars. So already, you know, Herbs and Bar Bar and The Squire have agreed to sell it. It's going to be at Mutiny Now on Broadway. It's
going to
be
It's
going to be at The Shop and hopefully Neapolitan on Colfax. It's going to be at the Track Shack downtown, which is a bicycle shop.
Wow.
So,
talks with the Denver Art Museum here in about a half an hour to see if they'll take it at their shop.
Yay, Denver Art Museum! If you're listening. So, you know, we want to get it in as many places as possible. And then, of course, Amazon, you know, if you want to support the corporate side of cheap discounts and free shipping.
What's the cost?
Lots of places. Well, the retail on the retail on the book is $12.95.
That's nothing.
But, you know, pretty much everywhere puts it below that.
Oh, it's an investment in your future.
It's 168 pages.
I mean, I'm going to try and hit up a bunch of places within the next 6 months, because I guess that sounds like the time frame.
Mark and I were trying to develop some sort of passport for this. We wish we had thought of this in advance, that the book would have come with a passport with every single bar name on it. And as you went to every bar, you could get a stamp from these bars or an initial from the bartender, and then we'd give away prizes or something for the most bars that you had visited. But, you know, we didn't get that together.
I'll make my own.
Maybe we will.
I think we're still trying to do it for the book release, though.
Okay.
We're still trying to put something together.
Oh, okay. I like your enthusiasm.
You guys have stuff planned for the entire weekend, the next few days. What do you have?
We do. Tomorrow night, we're dropping into the open mic comedy at the Squire and going to do some book giveaways.
Does Adam Clayton Holland do stand up there?
I don't let him hear you say that. It's Adam Caton Holland.
Caton. I'm sorry.
Yes, Adam Caton Holland does still do comedy at the Squire.
That guy's funny, man.
That man is very funny. He's very funny. Thursday we're doing the quote-unquote official launch party. Westward's throwing that one for us at Club 404 at 8 o'clock. That will hopefully include free stuff as well as photo booth, and 1190 DJs are going to be there playing the music and book readings and giveaways and stuff, so that's going to be tons of shenanigans. Mark, do you want to talk about Sweet Action?
I know Chi and Sam pretty well, and so we got them to make us an old-fashioned ice cream, and by old-fashioned I mean the beverage.
Whiskey.
It's got whiskey and oranges and cherries and bitters, and so like it should be really good, and we're having an ice cream social from 5:30 to 7:30.
Yep.
Where you can come down, hang out with us, chat with us, buy some books, you know.
Eat some ice cream.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, we're going to close out the weekend doing a downtown dive bar crawl. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to start at El Chapultepec, and then we're going to move to Herb's, and then we're going to move to Star Bar, and then to Old Curtis Street Bar, and then end up at Bar in 30-minute chunks. So anybody who wants to jump on that bandwagon, we haven't really figured out how we're going to, you know, identify ourselves. Maybe some sort of dive bar umbrella that we'll hold up in the air while we're walking.
I've got a Jaeger umbrella we can use.
All right, Mark's got a Jaeger umbrella, so that's officially it. You need to look for the Jaeger umbrella if you want to find us, and we're hooking up drink specials at these various bars.
There will probably be lots of yelling, too.
Lots of yelling.
Or crying. Merriment.
No.
I'll be sitting on the corner crying.
So that's a drop-in type of thing. Come find us on Saturday night at any one of those bars between 8 and bar close.
And if you get a chance, we're going to work on Twittering during those times. So you can catch up with us.
Twittering on your iPhones? Media.
On his iPhone.
Apparently, I'm suddenly in charge of Twittering my increased state of drunkenness on Saturday.
Good luck with that.
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll make the sacrifice.
If I gotta carry the umbrella, you gotta do something.
I will. I'll Twitter. I'm gonna Twitter the S out of it for
and,
sure.
And if people want to like check out all these events, you have a website, right?
I do have a website.
Denver's,
you guys,
DenversBestDiveBars.com.
DenversBestDiveBars.com. Yeah. And on the website, I've got videos and a lot of Mark's photos and event updates and new content that didn't make it into the book and stuff that gets updated as time goes on. So yeah, I want it to be a really cool resource in addition to the book.
Let's talk about jukeboxes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying
what are the best jukeboxes
early,
in Denver?
Me too.
Mark, level in here.
Oh, man, like, they're few and far between, but there's some great ones. I mean, there's always the one at Skylark, which actually still has 45s,
which is rare.
Well, and the great thing about the Skylark ones is there's a little post-it note in the glass that says, if you want something added to the jukebox, just tell the bartender. And I think that is so awesome.
That is awesome.
I mean, like, because most of them are all upgrading to the really crappy, like, internet-based ones. Oh,
yeah,
those
suck.
45 minutes just to, like, log onto the internet, so...
You pay $5.
Exactly.
As
well, and so, like Knob Hill Inn on Colfax...
P.S.
And the P.S. have 25 songs for $5. I mean, that's
awesome.
That's 5 songs for a buck. That's incredible.
That's not bad.
Compact disc, laser beam 5,000. I mean, these things are old and barely functioning.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Cool. I like the jukebox at 404.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
It is a good one. The Lancer Lounge. The Lancer Lounge has an amazing jukebox as well.
Bar has a good jukebox.
Yes.
For Bar Bar.
When it works.
It works.
I think they have Hank Williams on there.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's awesome. Very appropriate.
Well, one of the bars in the 10 best in the front of the book is the Hilltop Tavern, and it's in Northwest Denver, and its jukebox regularly breaks and the pages won't flip. So, I mean, the only way to handle that situation is to just pump your money in and choose numbers randomly.
And see what shows up.
And just go with the flow at whatever shows up. I mean, it can't be any worse than letting someone else have control.
It's like iPod Shuffle, but better.
Exactly.
Speaking of jukeboxes, let's play some more music.
I know.
And,
we should.
But first, let's thank Drew Bixby.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so much
in.
For having us.
And oh Mark Hughes.
Totally. Thanks, guys.
That's great.
Our
pleasure.
I'm
definitely going to try my best to get down to some of these events.
I appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds like so much fun.
DenversBestDiveBars.com.
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 The name of the book?
One more time.
DenversBestDiveBars.com.
The name of the book, Denver's Best Dive Bars. Subtitle, Drinking and Diving in the Mile High City, sponsored by Westward. Once again, Drew Bixby, Mark Hughes. Great book.
Thanks,
available
so
at Tattered Cover and other bookstores in the Denver Boulder area. $12.95 retail.
Boulder Bookstore has it in
cheaper.
Boulder for sure. Maybe other places. So nice, Boulder listeners, Boulder Bookstore.
Nice guide to the Everest. What was I going to say?
Ever-changing
the ever-changing
landscape. I don't
landscape
know.
Of dive.
The
bar.
De-evolution of dive.
De-evolution.
Oh.
How do you like that? I teach you
that. That was much better.
The perceptual change of the dive bar scene. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, so we're going to get back into the music now. I have some new music from Imad Wasif. All queued up for you. This is Our Skulls here on Radio 1190. Check out denversbestdivebars.com for more information from Drew and Mark.